The number of people to receive a COVID-19 vaccination in Northern Ireland will pass the 500,000 mark today. That's a third of the total number health authorities in the north aim to vaccinate. Our Northern correspondent Vincent Kearney reports.
Working very hard and been here most days to manage the vaccination centre, but very good health and very well, thank you.
County Down nurse Joanna Sloan entered the history books on the 8th of December. The 28-year-old mother of one was the first person on the island of Ireland to receive a COVID-19 vaccination. Since then, she's been kept busy managing one of Northern Ireland's seven mass vaccination centres at the Royal Victoria Hospital in Belfast. The centre can vaccinate up to 1,100 people per day, and Joanna injects as well as oversees.
I have a joint role, so my main role is management in organising the workforce and the staff training and the oversight of the entire vaccination centre and our mobile units that are going out to vaccinate in our care facilities, supported living facilities, mental health, learning disability, older people's care homes, residential care homes. But I have in fact been in the vaccination hall vaccinating myself as well.
One of those vaccinated at the centre this week was Belfast woman Michelle.
I care for my elderly parents, and they were fortunate. They got their vaccine the first day I came out, the Oxford one they got. I have always been just wary going in and out of their house. Very happy today.
30 miles down the road in County Armagh, a new multi-million pound leisure complex hasn't been able to open to the public because of COVID. Instead, it's been converted to another mass vaccination centre. 16 vaccinators and their support staff administer doses to up to 1,200 people each day. It was cold, wet and windy when we visited earlier this week, but the mood was bright and a steady flow of people emerged after being vaccinated.
Happy and relieved that hopefully it'll make a difference.
And why relieved?
I have two disabled children, so I worry what would happen to them if I got sick. So this is just kind of peace of mind.
It's important, actually, because my mother lives on her own and she's a vulnerable person. And with me, it's a concern for me to make sure that I'm vaccinated, so I'm not bringing any infection into her while she's going up and checking on her.
Absolutely delighted. So chuffed to have got it. Such a relief, too, because it gives you that extra sort of security as well, but delighted, couldn't wait to get it done this morning.
So gives you extra confidence now going out the bike?
Oh, very much so, especially my son's a twice kidney transplant patient, so it gives me the confidence even that I'm keeping safe for him as well.
I'm great, delighted to have it now. It's a bit of relief to finally get a bit of protection anyway, so more than happy.
Back in Belfast, Joanna Sloan says the speed of the vaccination programme means there's now a bright light at the end of what's been a very dark tunnel.
Absolutely, yes. I think as well working here really does give that sense of feel of relief. Not only do you see the reactions of those that we're given the vaccines to, and you can sense that, but also we, as part of our substantive roles, whether you work in the emergency departments, ICU, etc., there is a little bit of relief there that we are seeing the numbers declining. And there is that hope as well, knowing that this vaccine does reduce the severe symptoms of COVID-19 and it does help protect you from severe illness.
Belfast woman Deirdre had a short message for those who might be concerned about receiving the vaccine.
Get your arm out, get the needle in, and let's get everything back to normal again.
Good advice there in that report from Vincent Kearney, our Northern correspondent.